Rain in Colorado held up the start of the Nationals and Rockies for 66 minutes on Tuesday, but the weather could do little to dampen the Nationals' bats, especially that of Trey Turner.
That one was hanging, and it's in the left field corner. Adam Eaton wants to score behind Joe Ross, and the Nationals lead 4-0.
Here's the set of the pitch. Swing and a line drive left center field. That's going to fall in for a hit. Murphy's heading for third. He slides in uncontested with a triple.
And Trey Turner to right. How far? And Trey Turner, first home run of the year.
So here's Trey Turner, who homered last inning. And he's got the bases full. 3-2 coming up to Turner. Here it is. Swinging a line drive down the right field line. That's a fair ball. It's headed to the corner. Wieters has scored. Heading home is Lind. Heading home is Eaton. Heading for third is Turner. The throw there. The head first dive, and he's in there. Trey Turner has cleared the bases with a triple. He has 7 runs batted in.
And Dave, he's hit for the cycle.
Trey Turner puts together an historic night, and the Nationals win a slugfest 15-12. The 7 RBIs for Turner are a career high as he collects the 3rd cycle in Nationals history. Daniel Murphy goes 3-for-5 with 5 RBIs, and Washington is now 1-8-of-9. Trey Turner not only hits for the cycle on Tuesday, he scores 4 runs and drives in 7.
Thank you, Johnny. Dan, Trey Turner, and a heater in the dugout. Trey, let's see, 27 runs on 29 hits. How would you describe what you saw over the last 4 hours?
Ping pong, you know, it was just back and forth. Very cold, not a lot of fun to play in this weather, but at least we got the win, you know, that's what's most important.
You come up in the top of the 7th inning there. How cognizant are you that you're a triple away from the cycle?
Actually, I really didn't know until probably about hitting second base. You know, I was worried about getting the runs in, making sure I, you know, try to get some runs put up on the board because I know they can score them pretty fast over there. So, you know, I was pretty consumed with the at-bat, and then when I got to second base, I realized, you know, I had a shot at it.
You just realized it right then that you had it?
Yeah, I really did. You know, I think, you know, last year I had a chance to hit for the cycle in one of the games, and, you know, that's all I thought about my last 2 at-bats, and it's funny when you don't think about it, you actually, you know, you accomplish it.
That's Coors Field at its finest right there. You know, I mean, no lead is safe. You know, no deficit is secure. You just got to keep playing and keep playing and keep scoring. And, boy, I mean, that was I haven't played one like that in a long time, probably since I was here last. But, I played a lot of games here, and, like, you're always nervous. You know, you don't want to take anybody out. You want to give guys rest, but you don't know. Just couple of walks, couple of hits, homers, and they're back in the game, which they were. So that's how I summarize that one.
Good. Anything in particular stand out about Trey's night? Obviously, the cycle's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, I mean, that was great. I mean, that was awesome, especially the hardest one to get the triple, but this is a place, if you want a triple, I mean, here's the place. And, you know, the homer to the opposite field. I don't know how many runs he drove in. How many runs?
7
runs. Well, that stands out because that's who. There aren't many guys that say they drove in 7 runs in a game. So I just hope he remembers how he did it and duplicates it over and over and over.
He might not be getting a lot of attention, but Matt Albers has put up pretty good innings for you. How do you kind of?
Well, he has. I mean, he's been a savior for us. And he comes in, he throws strikes, those quality strikes, and he'll always take the ball. I mean, he was you know, really the find of the winner. And, you know, I'm glad we have him.
Joe Ross, velocity kind of went down in that 5th inning. It seemed like he was a little bit off. Is there anything there that worries you at all?
No, just that his slider wasn't working. It was just kind of rolling, but this isn't the place usually where your breaking ball usually doesn't break. You know, that well here, you know, there's very little air resistance to make the ball spin. You know, that's, you know, he'll be better next time out. We try to nurse him through that 5th inning, but it just got to the point where, you know, they were threatening, you know, to take the ball game. And so we had to do what we had to do to win the game.
Not too many times that guy gets five RBIs could be a footnote, but Daniel Murphy also had an outstanding
game. I mean, Murph did, and he got some big two out hits. I mean, that's big. And I didn't know Murph had, I didn't know how many RBIs anybody had, to tell you the truth. I was just looking at that score up there, and it's like, oh no, now it's, and I'm glad we tacked on the runs we did, because I'm telling you, I mean, this place is known for this.
Feel like your bullpen's okay heading into tomorrow? Is this a game that makes you think you need to add some
more? I don't know. It's just, everybody's kind of beat up at the end of this trip. I mean, it was cold out there tonight. It was brutally cold. But, you know, the bats are hot. So.
You scored seven straight two-out runs against Marquez after the first run. And all five in the second inning starting with the walk to pause.
Yeah, this place. It seems like when you walk them, something happens all the time. You know, they're started also, rally started with a walk. And so you got to make them put it in play, but if you throw it down hard to play, you could leave the ballpark. It's a tough place to pitch.
His series continues on Wednesday as Tanner Roark starts for the Nationals and Tyler Chatwood goes for the Rockies.